housewife.
Yeah, yeah.
Did either of your parents get a chance to go to school very much?
Well, my mother finished, went through the 8th grade, I believe it was. And I don't know just, really, I don't know how far that my daddy went to school. Because back then, well, people just didn't get very much education, a lot of them.
Right, I know what you mean.
And, because he'd be 94 years old if he was living. So.
Generally, it's been my experience in talking to people that they just went to school was a certain part of the year, and then it was going back home, you know, to help out with the farm.
Oh, when I know when I was 10 years old, that was a common practice in the rural district, that they'd have school through the winter months. And when the time came to start planting the crop, while school was out, then when they laid the crop by, then they'd have summer school. And summer school was out in time to harvest the crop that they just got through making. But that was common practice, having two sessions of school in each year. I never did go to school like that, but it was kind of about the time we moved in Pleasant Hill community, where that they had eliminated that dual school year. But then, still then, there was a lot of the boys especially that would have to quit to take them out of school when it come time to plant the crop. And they just went to school kind of at the convenience of their parents when there wasn't something else to do.
Well, did you know your grandparents?
Oh, yes, on both sides.
Could you tell me a little bit about them, where they're from?
Well, Grandpa Downs was from Kansas, and from when he and Grandma married, she was from the northern part of Oklahoma, and they left Kansas and went to Kabul, Missouri, and homesteaded a place. And built a house. The beds in the house were bunk beds built to the wall. And in 1900, they loaded up all of their belongings and come from Kabul, Missouri to Bowie County, Texas by wagon. Took quite a little bit. Of course, Kabul is not very far, it's just over the Arkansas line up here. But it's still, by wagon, it was a long ways. It took them quite a little while. Well, Grandpa Goss originally come from Tonytown, Pennsylvania. He come out of the Dutch colony. They were immigrants from Dutch Holland, and Grandmother Goss was English, and